In other food news that's more encouraging, Agri-Hoods. Have you heard of Agri-Hoods? It's a new thing. There are Agri-Hoods all over the country, 90 of them actually, according to the Urban Land Institute. And they're often in neighborhoods with pricey homes. You know, it's one of those cool features that make you feel happy about paying $1 million for a big house. But there is a movement to reclaim central city lots, places that have been vacated by urban renewal or white flight or, you know, other contributing factors. And I am particularly interested in what's going on in Detroit. In fact, I'd like to visit there sometime. The one thing happening in Detroit is the Michigan Urban Farming Initiative. It's in the a neighborhood called North End, and it's been going for over a decade now. There's a 3-acre plot in the middle of the neighborhood, and so in this neighborhood, the average home value is about $25,000. That's really poor. But the produce in this 3-acre plot is free to all, and the farm is opening for harvest. It's open for harvesting on Saturday mornings. I assume somebody is kind of managing that, so someone doesn't come in and pick it all or doesn't walk on it while they're trying to pick it. I just assume they're going to do that. It's not the only one, though. There's also something called D-Town Farm, and that's the largest of Detroit's gardens. It's a 7-acre farm. It grows more than 30 varieties of vegetables, herbs, fruits, and those are sold at local farmers markets, which we'll talk about more later in the program, and also directly at the farm. 5 people are employed part-time seasonally, and there are about 40 to 50 volunteers who help out during the summer months when it's busy. There's also the Oakland Avenue Urban Farm, and that's that place sells its produce as well, and also makes fruit jam from some of the products that are grown there. There's also community events at Oakland Avenue Urban Farm. Farm-to-table dinners, parties, other opportunities for people to come together. So this is really cool. I mean, these are neighborhoods where you've seen so much blight that nearly entire blocks, or in some cases, entire blocks are vacant. And we have that in Des Moines. And I've seen that happen. I mean, I used to live in the inner city for 19 years, and I saw all kinds of houses come down. Oftentimes, new houses were built on those sites, and that's good. But what about actually planning for an agri-hood? I mean, I think every city has probably a place where this would work. Kudos to Detroit for having made such great progress on this.